Maybe I respond to that directly quite quickly. In all those activities, there, if we're limited to that, are winners and losers. And that is the case with all types of disruption. So what we need to work towards is that there are no losers, so that the disruption is constructive rather than destructive. And I believe Albert Einstein coined that phrase of the creative constructive destruction. And we see that with the Industrial Revolution, it changed the economies and the way we did things. We see that now with the emerging digitalization and the use of artificial intelligence, it certainly brings up new challenges, but also new opportunities. So what we must make sure is nobody is left behind, so that there is an option and also some guidance, help, support, not necessarily financial, to help stakeholders whose business models are no longer viable to find paths of transition towards a future-proof, different way of doing things, so that it's not just ignoring the impact, it's acknowledging the impact of change, because otherwise there will not be support across society. So that is a side effect that we need to consider. Only then we'll have a broad buy-in by all stakeholders and avoid, bluntly speaking, sabotage. with that, let me go back to asking my fellow panelists some questions. We have heard lots about top-down and cross-cutting activities, and I'm curious to hear from you, Harsh, that you and your colleagues worked on things such as the supply chain opportunity, endorsing the notion that if we have the energy efficiency or the systemic efficiency of something, we need to look at the whole life cycle and understand that, for instance, if we look at gas boilers, the lifetime emissions of a gas boiler is, the largest chunk is not the production of the gas boiler. The largest chunk is also not the sourcing of the material of the gas boiler. It is indeed 99% the use of the gas boiler at the end consumer. So that is on this product. But at the same time, if you look at the automotive industry, as I recall from that report, between 80 and 90% of the embedded footprint, energy and emission footprint of a new car, is the supply chain leading up to the manufacturer that then puts the pieces together. So I'm wondering what are your experiences and thoughts on getting this life cycle viewpoint across and optimize that?